KJAN Sports.
Time now for a look at sports on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson. This sports update brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs. In high school softball last night, it was Atlantic over Red Oak by a score of 12-2. Des Moines Christian shut out Coon Rapids Bayard 9-0. Essex beat Villisca 11-1. It was Exira EHK over Adair Casey 2-0. Glidden Ralston beat Cam 10-0. Harlan was over Clarinda 12-0. Sydney beat Nishnabotna 5-3. It was Staten over Fremont Mills 4-3. Van Meter beat Panorama 13-1. It was Walnut winning both games of a doubleheader over Grand View Park Baptist. First game was 15-7. Second game was 16-3. Also, Woodward Granger topped West Central Valley Stewart 13-2. High school baseball from yesterday. Atlantic needed just 5 innings to get past Red Oak as the Trojans beat Red Oak 18-5. Also, Van Meter beat Panorama 8-0. It was Trainer over Lennox 11-8. St. Albert beat Griswold 4-1. However, that game was actually in the top of the second with nobody on and nobody out. So that game was actually called in the second inning as St. Albert was leading Griswold 4-1. Also, I-35 beat Nottoway Valley 19-1. Glidden Ralston beat Cam 6-5. Fremont Mills was leading Staten 3-0 at the bottom of the second inning with no outs when that game was called due to weather. Also, Earlham was leading Guthrie Center 18-3 after 4 innings. It was Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln beating Bishop Heelan Sioux City by a score of 4-3. Corning beat Central Decatur 18-1. Bishop Heelan Catholic knocked off Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln by a score of 11-6. And Iowa Christian Academy beat Walnut by a score of 4-3. David Freese homered, doubled, and drove in 3 runs, leading the St. Louis Cardinals to a 5-3 victory over the Chicago White Sox on Thursday night. The St. Louis Cardinals had scored just 1 run in 3 straight games coming in, and no more than 2 in each of their last 5 games. St. Louis Cardinals starter Jake Westbrook retired the first 12 batters on 41 pitches before giving up a leadoff single in the 5th inning to Paul Konerko, who leads the American League with a .364 batting average. Jake Westbrook threw only 67 pitches in 6 innings, allowing 5 hits and 3 runs. Michael Wacha, the St. Louis Cardinals' top pick in the draft, visited Busch Stadium after he signed his contract earlier on Thursday. The right-handed pitcher from Texas A&M was the number 19 overall pick in the draft. Wacha was taken with the pick the Cardinals earned as compensation from the LA Angels for the free agent departure of Albert Pujols over the winter. The 6'6", 200-pound Wacha flew Wednesday to St. Louis. He took the physical and then passed medical exams before he signed a contract. The 20-year-old recently completed his junior season at Texas A&M, where he went 9-1 with a 2.06 ERA. Also in baseball news from yesterday, Kirk Nguyenis hit a leadoff home run and added a 2-run blast as the New York Mets whipped Tampa Bay 9-6. Brandon Phillips and the Reds completed their first sweep of Cleveland in 4 years with a 12-5 rout of the Indians. Steve Pearce and Matt Wieters drove in 5 runs apiece as Baltimore clobbered Pittsburgh 12-6 to complete a 3-game sweep. It was Arizona smacking a 3-1 home run and Daniel Hudson tossing 7 innings of 5-hit ball in an 11-3 win over Texas. J.D. Martinez hit his first career grand slam, and Wandy Rodriguez worked 6 solid innings as Houston downed San Francisco 6-3. Joe Blanton fired a 7-hitter, and Jim Thome homered for the second straight night as Philadelphia dumped the Minnesota Twins 6-1. Detroit was a 5-3 winner over the Chicago Cubs as Justin Verlander allowed 2 runs and 5 hits while striking out 8 in 8 innings. Kansas City scored the tying and winning runs on Brian Peña's RBI single in the bottom of the ninth inning and knocked off Milwaukee 4-3. Oakland had its first road sweep since the end of 2010 after Jared Walker allowed 3 hits over 7 shutout innings. And Edinson Volquez pitched effectively into the seventh inning and the San Diego Padres beat the Mariners by a score of 6-2. I'll have more sports right after this.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6 on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In Pacific Coast League baseball action from yesterday, the Albuquerque team beat the Iowa Cubs by a score of 10-8. Also, the Omaha Storm Chasers beat Nashville 4-2. With the victory, the Omaha Storm Chasers remain in first place in the American North Division with a 43-25 record. They're 14 games ahead of the iCubs. Today's games will have the Omaha Storm Chasers at Nashville for a 7:05 game. The iCubs are home to Albuquerque. That game played at 7:05 tonight at Principal Park in Des Moines. The College World Series opens today with upstart Stony Brook facing number 2 national seed UCLA in the opener, and two-time defending national champion South Carolina playing 2011 runner-up Florida at night at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha. Stony Brook's players have been getting the rock star treatment since their stunning super regional victory at LSU. They'll undoubtedly be the fan favorites in Omaha this weekend. Stony Brook coach Matt Sink has told his players to enjoy their new celebrity and then be ready to show up and play ball. South Carolina overcame losses in 5 of its first 6 SEC conference games to make it back to Omaha. The Gamecocks have lost 3 of 4 to the Gators this season. Another first-time College World Series team, Kent State, plays Saturday against Arkansas in the early game. The other Saturday matchup has Arizona taking on Florida State. The death of former NFL star Junior Seau last month has put a renewed focus on what happens to football players after their careers are over. Former Iowa Hawkeye wide receiver Tim Dwight played with Seau in San Diego and says Seau was trying to deal with multiple problems that are common among former NFL football players.
It was a combination, I think, with him. I think, you know, with him, as big a name as he was, it wasn't as much as the limelight was going away. It was just a lot of damage and a lot of, like, sleep problems that he had, and he was taking a lot of medication that. And we start mixing a lot of these other types of medications and alcohol and depression a little bit and dementia, and it creates some serious problems.
While players do receive a pension to help them financially after their playing days are over, Dwight says it isn't all that it's cracked up to be.
I don't get my pension until I'm 55 or 65, and if I take it at 55, I get a lesser pension amount unless I take it at 65. I paid 10 years. I retired at 33 years old. Well, if I'm taking my pension at a lesser amount at 55, I've got 22 more years that I've got to actually get to my pension. The pension is not what everybody thinks it is. I mean, there's a severance at the end when you're done, and there's a pension that's 25 to 30 years out that you got to get to.
The University of Iowa Athletic Department has approved a 4-year marketing agreement with beer giant Anheuser-Busch. Critics say the deal conflicts with the University of Iowa's campaign for responsible consumption of alcohol. The deal, Wet Lillette logos for Anheuser-Busch beer products on Iowa's Tiger Hawks share space, but whenever they do, the item that they sit upon will also carry a message, responsibility matters. Iowa history professor Jeffrey Cox told the Des Moines Register that he thinks it's hypocritical for the university to spend money to curb drinking, but also accept money from beer makers. 8 former Iowa State athletes will be inducted into the Iowa State Hall of Fame class in the ceremony taking place at the Gateway Center Hotel in Ames on September 14th, and then they'll be honored during Iowa State's football game on September 15th. The inductees include Samuel Beyer, Iowa State's first athletic director, 8-year NFL lineman Carl Brettschneider, 1984 NCAA wrestling champion Kevin Darkus, 8-time NCAA All-America track and cross-country runner Dmitry Drozdov, 2-time All-Big 8 basketball player Andrew Parker, 4-time NCAA track and cross-country All-American Diane Vetter, 2-time All-Big 8 offensive lineman Gene Williams, 2-time All-Conference basketball player Dedrick Willoughby are among the inductees. New Iowa State basketball recruit Matt Thomas wants to play up-tempo basketball, and that was a must when the Wisconsin high school star went looking for a college. Knowing that's the direction Iowa State and their coach Fred Hoiberg are headed, the decision he announced Thursday was easy. He says it was one of the things he was looking for, to play for a team that likes to get up and down the floor quickly. The 6'3", 190-pounder says there's a lot of reasons that he chose Iowa State, but the up-tempo play was the biggest reason. Thomas is going to be a senior this fall in Wisconsin, and he's rated between number 85 and 130 on scouting reports. He'll be eligible to play for Iowa State in the fall of 2013. And men's basketball coaches are on the verge of being allowed to send unlimited texts and make unlimited calls to recruits who have finished their sophomore year of high school. As of today, the NCAA will also allow coaches to send private messages through social media sites like Facebook and Twitter. I'll have more sports after this.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
And looking at results from the U.S. Open yesterday, Michael Thompson has a three-stroke lead over Tiger Woods and four others through one round of the U.S. Open at the Olympic Club. Meanwhile, a host of expected contenders were eaten up by the course, as Thompson strung together four birdies on the back nine and finished with seven for the day for a four-under par 66. Tiger Woods shares second place with David Toms, Nick Watney, Justin Rose, and Graham McDowell. Woods, Thompson, and Toms were the only players to break par among the 78 players with morning tee times. Phil Mickelson shot a 76. Also, Bubba Watson was even worse as the reigning Masters champion. He opened with a 78. Defending champion Rory McIlroy signed off on a 77. Iowa native Zach Johnson shot a 77, and Luke Donald carded a 79. And the Miami Heat jumped out to another quick double-digit lead Thursday night, only this time they managed to hang on. LeBron James scored 32 points, Dwayne Wade finished with 24 points, and Chris Bosh contributed a double-double as the Heat held off the Oklahoma City Thunder, 196 to tie the NBA Finals at one game apiece. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is scheduled for Sunday. That's our sports update on KJAN, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call 762-3022, located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Brett Johnson reporting for KJAN News.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Lumiere Place and River City Casino.
Last night, the Cardinals played a balanced ballgame. They had the pitching with Jake Westbrook perfect through four. He gave up two hits in the fifth inning, but he raced one of the runners with a double play. Then two singles after two outs in the sixth. Adam Dunn hit a three-run homer to make it a two-run game. The Cardinals built their lead with back-to-back doubles in the second inning from Alan Craig and David Freese. Craig doubled in the third. Freese came up with a big two-out hit.
Here's a swing and a fly ball center field. This is sending Diazza back to the track. The wall. It's a gunner! Indeed, David Freese hits his 13th home run of the year. And the Cardinals take a 3-0 lead in the third.
Matt Adams drove in two with a two-out single in the fifth inning off the losing pitcher Gavin Floyd. The Cardinals won it 5-3. Jake Westbrook is 5-6. Floyd falls to 4-7. Jason Mott worked a 3-on-3 down inning for his 13th save. The Royals are in town. We're on the air tonight at 6:20. Now I'm John Rooney with a Redbird Recap.
In St. Louis, the most summer fun can be found at a Cardinals game. Get your home run ticket package now at Hotel Lumiere All Suite Hotel, located downtown in the center of it all at Lumiere Place Casinos. You'll enjoy two tickets to a Cardinals game, a deluxe room, free parking, and a shuttle to and from Busch Stadium, which is just four blocks away, all starting at $174. Visit LumierePlace.com for details. Must be 21. See My Choice Center for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF.